the million-dollar windfall that could be return to sender. Moyne Shire in southwest Victoria was one of the winners from last week's extra drought funding from the federal government. But one local farmer, who is also a Shire councillor, says there's no drought and the money should go to districts in real trouble. Here's political reporter Tommy Golden.
It's the drought money, it seems, in search of a drought. Colin Ryan's a farmer and local councillor in Moyne Shire, located around Warrnambool in Victoria.
First I heard of it was on the Country Hour on Friday afternoon, when it was coming over the ABC Country Hour.
And what was your reaction upon hearing it?
Well, I thought it must have been some sort of spelling mistake or something.
The Shire has been granted $1 million in drought funding, but, says Colin Ryan, there's just one problem.
We're not drought affected. We don't need the money for drought reasons. And it should be, I believe, it should be redirected to more deserving areas of Australia.
The Shire's home, by one estimate, to about half of Australia's milk production.
Lots of rain, rich soil, and dairy farmers are plentiful. We've had a good season.
It's also in the federal electorate of Wannon, held by the Education Minister, Dan Tehan. His office did not respond to AM's questions about whether he'd been involved in the granting of the $1 million. A spokesman for Water Minister, David Littleproud, told AM that northern parts of the district were drier than the coastal south and provided Bureau of Meteorology figures showing a rainfall deficiency of 62% in the Shire, as well as projections of a dry summer ahead.
There is a phone hookup taking place this morning for some explanation.
And who is that phone hookup between?
CEO, the mayor, and I believe one a federal minister.
Do you know which federal minister?
No, I don't.
The minister's got to explain not so much to them why they received the money. The real issue is why are so many other farmers across northern New South Wales and Queensland in particular not receiving from this government the support they need and deserve.
That's Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon, whose Hunter electorate takes in some drought-affected areas of New South Wales.
Well, it's just inconceivable that that money could be given to a council which itself says doesn't need the money, but other towns like Singleton in my electorate or a number of towns in the electorate of Eden Monaro are begging for the money but keep missing out. So it doesn't add up.
You've mentioned a couple of Labor electorates there, yours and Eden Monaro, held by Mike Kelly. Is there a suspicion of pork barrelling here in this announcement?
Well, drought should never be politicised, and we've extended bipartisan support at every opportunity. It will be tragic if we find out Singleton in the Upper Hunter and a number of towns in the electorate of Eden Monaro have missed out because they are represented by Labor members.
That's the Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon ending Tom Iggledon's report.